Yo, people, what is up? You're tuned into the Pyramids Podcast, and you're here with your host, KK Brown, and we're about to continue with this book review that I have been doing. So I pretty much covered the first book in, the book that I am reviewing again is Mastery, and in the first, in part one, literally in part one of the book also, I covered part one of the book, you know. I'm sure you can actually go back and listen to part one and hear what I was talking about in that. I kind of went a bit in part two also, just with the different keys of mastery, the different keys while on the path of mastery, the different keys for the path of mastery, right. So part two, the five master keys, and I covered key one in part one. Which was pretty much instruction. So just a short summary of literally what I've just always been doing. Just a short summary of instruction. It's just that instruction is a important part of the path of mastery. Right. I have to know what I do, pretty much. That's what instructions are set. Alright, so I'm just gonna run through just the other four keys. Quick and fast, as effective as I can. Key two within the five keys of the five masters key is practice. So practice is key two in mastery. So you're trying to read the first few, probably the first few paragraphs, you know, just to give a sense of what the book is saying and thing. Alright, so it's an old joke that appears in many versions but always sends the same message. In one version, a couple of Texans in a Cadillac on their way to a concert are lost in New York's Lower East Side. They stop to question a bearded man. "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" they ask. "Practice," he tells them. That usage of the word practice as a verb is clear to all of us. You practice your trumpet, your dance routine, your multiplication tables, your combat mission. To practice in this sense implies something separate from the rest of your life. You practice in order to learn a skill, in order to improve yourself, in order to get ahead, achieve goals, make money. This way of thinking about practice is useful in our society. You obviously have to practice to get to Carnegie Hall. I think that is straightforward. Just what it is. You have to practice anything to get good at it. Practice is key two in mastery. So the first key is instruction. And after you get the instruction, you have to practice what you were told or practice what you learn. So you have to practice the instruction. Alright, nice. So instruction is key two. Key three is these keys usually have smaller keys. Just like a few subtopics that they use. So I'm just going to state the subtopics. I won't read what the subtopics state, but I'm just going to state some of these subtopics. Alright, so the subtopics for practice are the just the effects or the things that are required within the realm of practice. Alright, so staying on the mat. Staying on the mat is a subtopic in practice. I think that is the only one I actually saw in key two practice. Right, so staying on the mat is the only thing in key two. So pretty much practice. And I think they use this term staying on the mat in the terms of an Aikido, because to practice you have to stay on the mat. So staying on the mat is essential. So stay on the mat. Right. Alright, nice. So key three. Alright, so key three in the five master keys. Key three is surrender. So surrender is key three. So let me just read what it is saying about key three, surrender. Alright, the courage of a master is measured by his or her willingness to surrender. This means surrendering to your teacher and to the demands of your discipline. It also means surrendering your own hard-won proficiency from time to time in order to reach a higher and different level of proficiency. I probably don't have to read any more with that. I think that is pretty straightforward. So you have to surrender to your teacher, you have to surrender, you have to be vulnerable and open to learn. I guess that's what this is saying with surrender. Right, so read the book. I guess that is a part of this whole thing. Alright, so the subtopic in a surrender are this might have one too. Sword master stories is something in surrender. Alright. Wait, I think I might go on. Let me see if there's any more. Right. The Tale of Two Experts is also a part of that. And I think this part are kinda interesting, so I kinda probably just jump a little bit into that part. Yeah. Alright, the Tale of Two Experts I think is an interesting part of the whole part of surrendering, because I think a lot of us fall into this category of the two. The Tale of Two Experts, just in terms of pretty much what this is saying is a teacher has two students, and the two of them are also experts in the, not necessarily experts, but they are not amateurs in the field that they are studying things in. And there are two different, I mean, pretty much I say there are two different students. The student who is willing to surrender the things that we already know, you know, just to make the teacher do him thing, pretty much, just to make the teacher get through a comfortable session. And they also, and they have the next student who I would say, pretty much, you know, sir, you know, me know that already, man, you know, me want to do something else, you know, me know that. You know, just the different willingness to surrender, even when you know what is being taught. And things, so yes, so surrender is key three in the five master key. Alright, so key four is intentionality. And I think intentionality is straightforward, just in terms of with mastery. But let me just read the first few lines or a chapter. So it joins all words with new character, willpower, attitude, imagine and mental game. But what I am calling intentionality, however you look at it, is an essential to take along on the master's journey. The power of the mental game came to public awareness in the 1970s through the revelations of some of the nation's most notable sports figures, golfer Jack Nicklaus. For example, let it be known that he never hit a shot without first clearly visualizing the ball's perfect flight and its triumphant destination, sitting up there high and white and pretty on the green. A successful shot, Nicholas told us, was 50% visualization, 40% setup, and only 10% swing. Right. So I think we kind of getting an idea of what intentionality is. You have to be intentional with the goals or with the with whatever it is that you're seeking to accomplish. You have to pretty much have a mental picture, you know, a mental image of that thing. So yes, so that is what key three is saying about intentionality. All right, Matt, so let me wait. I think there's some subtopics in intentionality. Let me see if I'm seeing a subtopics. All right, so one of the subtopics in intentionality is what is really real. What is really real? And because that subtopic is so interesting, I'm going to read a few lines in what is really real. Alright, so how do we explain the discrepancy between the mechanical and the imagined application, or the magical extended fingers, mere figments of the imagination? Are they in some way real? The easiest explanation derives from mechanics alone. Perhaps the image of extended fingers stroking down the attacker's spine simply proves guidance for bringing the Akaidos into the proper alignment for the application of Nikkyo. Alright, I don't think nobody ever get that. So because nobody now get that, let me just explain it quick. Alright, so there's a style in Akaido called Nikkyo, which is some imagined extended fingers, and it's almost like the finger with such concentration, the finger of the ability to go through somebody's spine. I've seen it in shows, you know, I've seen it in shows and things like that. But I guess what it is saying here is this real? Like, if it is that you can imagine that your finger can, because that is the idea of it, is the visualization of the finger going through someone's spine. So but it is being asked here, is the imagined thing real? Can a finger actually go through somebody's spine, you know? That is the whole deal with intentionality, right? If it is that you can imagine that that there is a style in an Akaido, which can allow you to imagine your finger going through someone's spine, if it is real, what is real and what is not real, you know, things like that. But yeah, anyways, I just wanted to say a bit on what that was pretty much saying and things. So let me see if there's any more subtopic. There's no more subtopic. All right, key 5. And this is the last key in the 5 keys, the 5 master keys. Alright, so key 5 is the edge, is playing the edge. Is going to the limits of the limits, pretty much. Alright, so the first few lines is saying, "Now we come, as come we must, in anything of real consequence, to a seeming contradiction, a paradox, almost without exception. Those we know as masters are dedicated to the fundamentals of their calling. They are zealots of practice, connoisseurs of the small incremental step. At the same time, and here's the paradox, these people, these masters, are precisely the ones who are likely to challenge previous limits, to take risks for the sake of higher performance, and even to become obsessive at times in that pursuit. Clearly for them, the key is not either or, it's both and." Right, yes, so, Right, so that is key 5 in the 5 keys of mastery. So key 5 is the edge. And let me just run and see if there's any subtopics in key 5 so that I don't miss none. Right. Yes. Okay, good. Alright, so there's no subtopics in that. Alright, so let me just go through the 5 master keys again so that we can get a quick recap and thing. Alright. I already did this in part 1, so let me just still talk about it in part 2 just to give a full list of the 5 master keys. Alright, so key 1 in the 5 master keys is instruction. Key 2 in the 5 master keys is practice, and key 3 is surrender, and key 4 is intentionality, and key 5 is the edge. Alright, nice. So yeah, if you read the book, you will get a clearer understanding as to what these keys are saying. So check out the book, Mastery, Mad Thing. Sorry. industry there, I quit Jamaica. So George Leonard's Mass Story, a pretty decent little book where you can just go check out and hold a little read, you know, and see where you can get from it. You know, maybe you won't get nothing. Maybe you have it locked already, and you know, them they are really times. Yeah, you know, that locker already soft. You know? But you can check it out. Alright, so that was pretty much part two of I think I'm gonna do three parts in the review of Mastery, the book by George Leonard and Ting. So let me just give you an idea of, so part three pretty much is going to be tools for mastery. And I am not going to go any more into that and thing. So again, you are tuned into the Pyramids Podcast. And I'm KK Brown, and that was episode 4 in season 3 of Mastery, the book review, part 2. Yes, so I'm out. So peace, and have a great rest of April and things. So I am out. Peace.